Green IT has been one of the big topics within the IT industry for years, and for good reasons it's one of the big topics at the CeBIT too. Large data centers get similar to power plants more and more. They are even built on similar locations because both data centers and power plants need rivers for cooling. Information and communication technology consumes a lot of energy and contributes to climate change.
It's about 2% that the use of ICT products takes part in all these CO2 emissions,
says Mario Tobias of Bitkom, the German Association for Information Technology, Telecommunications and New Media. Therefore, the industry makes big efforts to improve the energy efficiency of its products. But as a whole, ITC is no danger for the climate. On the contrary, it's a chance to reduce energy consumption and to slow down climate change. In order to open new markets, the industry asks questions as the following one.
What can we help the other 98% to reduce their energy costs? For example, take video conferencing. You might sit on a plane, go to a fabrication in China, so you'll need a lot of time, you'll need a lot of money, and you need a lot of CO2. But you can do this through modern broadband equipment and video conference equipment. You can do this from Germany to China or elsewhere in the world, and you save a lot of costs and you save a lot of CO2 emissions.
But of course, a company is no charity, even if quite a bit of them try to make such an impression in public. A company wants to make profit, and one method to do so is to reduce costs. Energy spendings have an increasing part in the total cost. Thus, energy-efficient equipment provides a big return on investment. It's worthwhile investing in modern computer displays, in servers with new processors, and in communication equipment, which is up to date, says Mr. Tobias.
So that means using ICT technologies today really helps you saving money and doing something good for the environment.